With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump and his top surrogates are not committing to accepting the 2024 election results. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that story.
Months before voters go to the polls, Trump is stoking doubts about the election's legitimacy. In recent interviews, he has refused to commit to accepting the results and has refused to rule out the potential for violence after November's election. President Biden called Trump's comments dangerous. The former president's allies are also noncommittal. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum declined in TV interviews to commit to accepting the election outcome. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is warning that many of the Chinese workers who have crossed the border illegally on President Biden's watch are working on Chinese-controlled marijuana farms, just one part of a major criminal enterprise.
So this is big business, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars probably between the human trafficking and the drug trafficking. Even the fentanyl trafficking that the Mexican cartels are doing, the Chinese are in charge of the money laundering on the back side of that.
Senator Marshall interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Russia says it shot down some 60 drones and several missiles over its territory, while Ukraine in turn says it destroyed 30 Russian drones this weekend. At least four people are reported killed in an attack on the outskirts of Kharkiv this morning as Russia pushes ahead with its renewed offensive in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast. Federal wildlife officials have declared a rare lizard in southeastern New Mexico and West Texas an endangered species. The future energy development, sand mining, and climate change could lead to extinction of the dunes' sagebrush lizard, so says the Biden administration. One of the world's most lucrative oil and natural gas basins could be affected. This is SRN News. A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Donald Trump's support amongst rural voters. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century began airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In one, a nurse who's a mother and a grandmother bemoans the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Supporters of President Biden are worried about his low approval ratings and slippage with key voting groups such as women and minorities. A new survey indicates that doctors are prescribing abortion pills to about 8,000 women a month on average in states that ban abortion. The Society for Family Planning issued the study on abortion doctors who are seeking to get around pro-life laws. Meanwhile, in addition, 8,000 women in states without bans or major restrictions on abortion are getting the pills each month through virtual appointments. Most abortions now are carried out with chemicals. This is SRN News. A national landmark has been dismantled as part of a restoration project.
A decades-old landslide has continued to sweep away the Wayfarers Glass Chapel in California, designed by Lloyd Wright, a son of the famed architect. The edifice is known for vistas of soaring redwoods in the Pacific Ocean. It opened to the public in 1951 and became a National Historic Landmark last December, but the earth is moving at the rate of 2 feet per month underneath it. The dismantling project continued this past week to preserve irreplaceable parts of the structure. Reconstruction is expected to take 4 years at the cost of at least $20 million, not including the price of new land. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 19th. It is the 140th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1536, Anne Boleyn, the second wife of England's King Henry VIII, was beheaded after being convicted of adultery. She wouldn't be the last. This is SRN News.